The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Great Autumn Psych Out, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. In studio, we've got a full crew here. One hand, I've got my Mr. Nick Ramirez. Hey. On the other, I've got the newbie, Jamie. But then back from the mines, we've got Chewy. And here's our musical guest this week. We've got Elspeth Summers, and this show's gonna rock.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I've heard some of her music. I don't know if rock is the best word.
No.
She's not going to
rock. I'm talking about
rock.
The show's
going
to rock. It's going to be fun.
I'm with you, Rory.
Do over.
Okay. Excuse me. Excuse me. You're all talking over me. And I'm going to rock today. That's what I was talking about.
Rory, just point when you want us to say something.
I want you to hold up placards.
Never going to happen.
You would never point. Yeah. Yeah.
And if I do, I'll go to Nick or the guest every time. Never you two, Jack.
Fuck that cat.
Jackals?
Hey. Jack what?
Clown.
Jack.
Jackal clowns.
We made up the greatest right side of the infield in Zephyr softball history.
We talked about that last time.
And amazing. In this room, you are left out.
Oh. Like the outfielders.
It's all right. We can just have our own conversation. Fuck these guys.
How's it going?
Good. What's
How
up, Jamie? How you been?
Nice to see you.
Welcome to the team.
Looking good. Welcome back.
You look good, too.
Thanks.
And that was quick. Your show, much shorter than mine.
All right, we're done.
Interesting.
Damn.
It is nice to see you again, though, Chewy.
Yeah,
yes.
Good to see you.
How are the hinterlands of Nevada and Idaho or wherever?
I've been in Arizona. It was nice.
Arizona?
Beautiful, yep.
Oh, actually, that, yeah.
85 degrees and sunny and gorgeous down there.
You're gonna go see
but you were underground the whole time, you know?
No, I was above ground.
Oh.
The whole time? Did you go underground?
That disappoints me somehow.
I work in a vessel that's actually above ground.
You don't actually have to get into the mines.
I thought you always...
No, I work inside a tank that is in a building on the mine site, but not actually in the pit or in the shaft or nothing.
Oh, but you work... You do work in something else.
I do, yes. Okay. Inside a vessel, inside a building.
When you say tank, I picture a military tank. And when you say shaft, I picture a dick.
Well, yeah.
So...
Because you're a fucking creep.
No, you're like on... You're on the inside of the kiln, basically, right?
Well, yeah. It's an autoclave. Or sometimes a kiln or a roaster.
But that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on the inside of something that if you got trapped in there, could burn you to a crisp.
Yeah, it's lined with three courses of refractory brick, too. And if it were to collapse or anything like that, it would hurt.
Wow.
Dang, Chewy.
That'd be rad.
Encountering death for a living.
Chewy just told himself that'd be rad.
Yeah, you're right. Because the job pay is good, but me getting killed on the job would pay my wife and daughter so much money.
I don't want to entertain that thought at all. No. Too dark.
I'm just joking. Nobody ever. I live in work in a real safe environment, and they take care of us.
Very cool.
Cool, yeah.
No.
It's all regulated, right?
Well, well regulated.
Yeah, we are absolutely over-regulated. Safer than you could imagine.
Glad to hear about your stupid, happy family.
Glad you're doing well.
Why? What's the matter?
I filed for divorce this week.
Congratulations.
Fiesta time.
Finally.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
You guys going to have a party?
We still have yet. The judge needs to sign the papers, but we have turned in the papers and paid for them. So,
welcome to the club.
How many years is that?
A little bit. Yeah. Huh. Whoa. Actually, that's completely...
That's wrong.
That's completely opposite of what just happened.
Honestly,
fuck
I'm...
the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Hey, fuck you too, women.
I'm really happy about divorce, typically. When people tell me about it, I'm happy for them, because usually divorce is the end of something unhappy situation.
Yeah.
But in this case, I'm really, really happy about it, because I know how bad you both wanted this.
Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Well, it just
for
took...
a long time.
It took 2.5 years from... Well, when we decided to go this route.
Yeah.
I beat you. I made it 5 years before doing paperwork.
I beat you. 10.
Whoa, you win. Yeah. You win.
I was married to Janita for 10 years.
Damn.
But
it's just paperwork but yeah, you at come, that point.
We were not together
paper.
For
what
is it,
you're
nine
coming to your
years
own understandings and establishing yourself in your own lives before you put the legal stamp
it's
on
better.
It.
It's better. It's better to get all, yeah. through all that emotional crap. Don't do the paperwork then. Like, yeah.
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's not like Shy doesn't still come over to my house, sleep on the couch, and drink all my
totally.
Booze.
Totally. Tommy and I talk all the time. Yeah. We're buddies. We're family.
Yeah, you guys are good examples of a healthy divorce.
See? I think we were just both lazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to go down to the courthouse and pay $5. And...
Right, fuck it. But you know what?
Oh,
even after
10
years, Janita said she cried after, while she was signing him and stuff. Isn't that funny?
I didn't, that's funny.
I was
that's
just
real
all
funny.
Finally. Jeesh. It's ridiculous.
You forgot you're even married to her at that point.
And you are.
Yeah, I was, and I was married to Marianne. Yeah. You know?
Right?
10 years. Good job. You win.
Marriage is
Nick Ramirez, laziest divorcee in the room. Yeah.
Your next divorce went rather smoothly and quickly, though, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Chewy.
Thanks for asking. Yeah, that was that one was fast.
Talk about it.
Well, I'll just say something as fast as it happened. It was like, here you go. All right.
Okay.
Boom.
There you go.
Done. Now I know why I never went to the wedding. I was like, it'll work out.
Bummer.
Oh, I heard it was a lovely wedding.
It was
I
beautiful.
Heard so too.
Yeah.
I was working. I couldn't make
I was working too.
But then life starts over, and now Rory's free, and you got a living girlfriend.
I do have a girlfriend that I can now say lives with me, and that she's pretty special.
And you
I'll
went
talk
out
about
and
that more.
Had a couple years of being a bachelor.
Those are good years.
As much as I love the girl I'm with, and I do love her terribly, and I care about her and her future and our future and all that good stuff. But I really liked being single and a bachelor. I'm really good at it.
You gonna miss it? Or are you looking forward?
Oh, I'll miss it a little
Does
bit.
Does she listen to our show?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Then tell the truth.
No, I'm looking forward to domesticating a little more and having more of a stable budget lifestyle with the kid thing.
That's what it's really all about. But those single years are something
pretty,
to really hold on to.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I got to have just a little reset on my life.
Yep.
Nice.
And, like, you know, just kind of clear the cobwebs of one way of thinking.
Yeah,
and
get back to being you.
How to approach problems and difficulties and conflicts.
Such
learn
maturity
how to be me again.
In this room.
And
I
then,
love it.
And then I get to be in a new relationship, like, wiser, stronger, better, faster, and all that.
And she's a cool chick. She's not trying to tame you. She
no,
plays
she's
and sweet. Goes out. She's, yeah,
calls me an
she's
asshole and throws things at my head.
As well she should. Someone's got to keep you in your place. Yeah. We can't.
She actually not regularly not. Knocks me down flights of stairs and kicks me.
Well, I live with you. That's not that bad.
It's kind of what you're into, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah
it's just the rape afterwards. I can't stand.
All right. We're making our guests uncomfortable.
Well, hi, Elspeth.
On
how
that
are
note,
you? Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. How
Elspeth?
Are you?
I'm swell today, actually. I've had a great day.
Wonderful. I'm doing swell.
What about
as well.
You?
What do you want to know?
Well, what did you do today? What did you like? Was today a super great day or just a regular day with this awesomeness on top of it at the end?
It was definitely a normal day. I worked all day.
And then you got to come over here and wait for an hour and a half before the show started.
Maybe
but
two.
That doesn't include the hour I spent at Starbucks waiting before I came here.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, no.
Did you play your guitar?
Do you not live locally? No. Where do
I
you
live in Gardnerville.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome. G-ville.
Yeah,
wow.
G-ville.
Did you like grow up and go to school around there?
Yeah. I grew up in Gardnerville and kind of split time between Gardnerville and Tahoe.
Okay. Where did you go to middle school?
Carson Valley Middle School.
Did you ever have Mrs. McLeod?
No, but I do
know
the McLeod you're talking about.
That's my mother-in-law.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun. Connection.
See, yeah, making the valley connection there. All
right. Wait, not anymore. Not your mother-in-law, right?
Oh, no, she's still totally my mother. I have an ex-wife, but she's still totally my mother.
Forever, for life.
Yeah. That's her granddaughter. She takes her on weekends and buys clothes for her a lot.
Thanks, Grandma.
She ain't my ex nothing.
No, we'll keep her.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we get to book you? Like,
yeah, we've actually just met this evening. We were put in contact
through Evan.
Facebookery. Mm-hmm. How do you know Evan?
Evan got
I know Evan through
Tyler.
Tyler?
Yeah. The rapper?
Oh.
Frank Friday?
Dang.
And I know him from modeling shows in that crowd.
Yeah, I know him from just music crowds and basically the Holland Project, because I do a lot through, through the Holland Project, and he's kind of in that crowd.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So how many songs did you bring for us today?
Like 8 or 9.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
How long are your songs?
Yeah, we don't have to say anything the rest of the night. We're good.
Like 3 to 4 minutes. Well, give or a take.
Do math.
Hit us up with one right now.
All right.
Yeah, let's have that. Woo. I love music and things. It's like open mic, except it's being recorded and we actually listen.
We do.
And she's really good.
Yeah.
God damn.
Awesome. And notice, right. No, Rick, people at open mic suck. And for instance, this past week when I hosted the open mic, my opening set was just awful.
Oh, see? Rory being humble here for a second. Wow.
Kinda.
Well, now, wait a minute. He was being humble, but at the same time, he was taking a situation and making it all about him.
Oh, shit.
So it's
what I was trying to do is promote Blazing Mike Open Mic Nights down at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor every Monday night. Sign up is at 9:30. Show's at 10. Next week, you can check out who the host's going to be by checking out the Jub Jub's Facebook site and looking for our events of this coming week.
You can come
hey,
suck,
hey,
too.
Hey, Blazing Mike.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
Dude, and I noticed, Elspeth, that you have a little more G-ville twang when you sing than when you speak.
Yeah, like I really like bluegrass, if you couldn't tell from that last song. Yeah.
I just thought it was because you met a cute bluegrass guy.
Oh, fuck
of which
no.
There's not a lot.
No, I actually, okay. I started going to an adult music camp every summer, and it's in Auburn, California. It's called California Coast Music Camp, and I kind of was introduced to some of the big bluegrass founders like Alice Gerard and Kathy Kalick, who were really close with Bill Monroe when the whole bluegrass movement started, and that kind of inspired me and kind of has helped my style evolve the past year, and definitely the last 6 months especially. I really like kind of a twang.
Fucking yeah, nice.
That's really cool. Yeah. Great music.
Do you know the Strange on the Range guys?
I do not.
Okay.
Those are some other local dudes you'd want to get in contact
Ooh, okay.
with. Like, yeah, really cool stuff.
They're playing
fucking real, yeah.
Amazing
Bill stuff.
Thank Bill
and I don't remember their names.
Thank Frank Friday for us for getting you hooked up.
Yeah.
This is a real pleasure.
I picked a
thank
good
you.
Show
oh,
to come
so,
back
so
for.
Thank you so much.
And a lot of times people come in here and just suck and get drunk.
Yeah, typically.
And you're, and
9
you're
out of 10 guests
good.
Here are awful.
Right.
Actually, I'm just kidding. We were lucky to get so many really talented people in here.
But it is funny when the bands drink and they're like, how come it sounded so bad? Because you were drunk.
You had
no down on your guitar.
That's what you actually play like.
Mr. Gilmore.
I wasn't going to say any names. None of us talked about this before the show, Greg, so you know.
Hey, I didn't say any first names. I could have been talking about
Annie Gilmore.
Annie, yeah, like what's his name? I don't like Mondays, right? Bob Gilmore.
What? I got
that's
no. Geldof. Boy.
But. David Gilmour.
David Gilmour is from Pink Floyd.
Yeah. There you go. He was terrible on our show.
Yeah, he sucks. So drunk.
You got hammered.
Go back to England, you drunk.
Fuck that cat.
But fuck that. I gotta say that fucking Helter Skelter that they played at the end was like their best song, which made me realize that they must not have practiced because all the songs that they practiced and were planning on playing didn't come out as good as the one that they weren't planning on playing. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah, some of their harmonies were off a little bit
just
last
a little,
show.
Just
well,
a
we
little.
Don't need to pick apart the last show.
God bless
Let's
them.
Not do that.
I still loved it. It was funny
Love
as
you
fuck.
Guys. I haven't actually listened to the show, so that just shows
well,
you
don't.
What mean assholes these other two guys are. I was just making a comedic funny.
It was a great show. And
yeah.
Rick,
uh-huh,
as usual,
backpedal,
it was
Nick,
a great
why
show.
Why don't you backpedal there?
Rick, no, it was a great
Rick
show.
Rick got what he wanted in the end because the whole show, he's like, play Helter Skelter.
Play Helter Skelter.
Will you?
Play Helter Skelter.
They never do.
Take your shirt off.
Right.
Adam, get naked and cuddle
right.
with me.
Yeah.
Boy.
That was way after I left.
No, Adam never puts out anything. It sucks. I never get laid from the studio. I still have never gotten laid from the studio.
Yet.
I find that hard to believe.
No, really. I got laid one time after a session by a musician, but it was a musician that I banged along before I had
What you
ought
to do is book more gays here.
No, that's
see, and again,
also no fun.
You know, how did we get down this road? Anyway, we should be talking about our guest right now.
I'm
not,
sorry. Okay,
not Rick's lack of a love
Let's
life.
Let's get off my dick.
Pretty girl with a pretty voice here
else.
To cleanse our palate from
For
last
once.
Week. And we can move
how
on.
Long have you been playing music out and about in the community?
In Reno... About the last 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like mostly at Holland or anywhere that'll have you?
Basically, yeah. I've played like Lincoln Lounge and Bodega Nightclub and I played the Instagrammies if you guys
Oh,
heard
yeah.
About that
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah. Very cool. Very yeah. cool.
Were you in high school?
No, I'm 21 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
You look very young.
21 looks so young.
Yeah.
When you say you're a Holland Project, well, I usually think that's where the young kids can play.
Yeah. The,
everybody can play there. It's awesome.
The all ages.
They scene. Get a yeah. lot of good shows there.
They get a lot
yeah.
of really good shows there.
No, fucking A. But you can have a band of 14-year-olds and play that.
Technically, yes, you could.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't know if you were old enough to...
To be here.
To drink alcohol.
Really in this room
It's
alone.
Okay for us to have
drink
a 15-year-old.
Alcohol.
She's having water.
And ogle. So.
It's okay. I'll keep you safe.
Me too.
I got
you
back.
Thank you.
Me too. So.
No, we're total gentlemen.
No, we're not. Wait till the quiz. It's
going to
be
Yo, it's going to get worse. I'm dreading so this horrible. Moment for you.
In real life, we're total gentlemen.
Guys, don't tease her. It's going to be fine. It's not that bad.
It really is.
It's fine. Oh, God.
It's fine for bluegrass.
But where's the last place you played? Where do you like to play the best?
I would say Hallam Project, just because I know that kind of crowd. I actually just did this event through them called the 4x4x48 Challenge. So what they do is they paired up five local artists with five filmmakers, and we had 2 days to film and edit a music video. Right. And that was just this last weekend, and I watched the video today, and it's kind of, I like it a lot. But for Saturday, the first day, they threw in five curveballs just to make sure that you don't cheat. So we had to include in the video a Stanley Kubrick reference, a doll, a horse, something spinning, and then staring into the sun, literal or metaphorical. So
I would have put those in a video anyway, so yeah. I could have just done that by accident.
Stole my ideas.
It worked out.
Wow.
That sounds like a fun challenge.
Yeah, it was. And then
I already thought of all that.
This Thursday at the Nevada Museum of Art at 6 p.m., they're airing all of those videos.
Nice. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
After the fact, will they be available somewhere, theoretically?
Of course, awesome. Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
This coming Thursday, the...
That'd be the
13th. 13th, yeah.
The day the show comes out.
Yeah, we've got to make sure we get the show out early enough for people to know.
Tonight.
Yeah. It's today.
Today. Yeah.
Tonight in the future.
Come today.
Yes, it's tonight in the future. It'll still be in the future tonight
for us.
Yes. Oh, lost. What day is it?
It's Thursday.
It's the day that doesn't end in Y.
Got it.
Right. Dun, dun, dun.
Saturday?
You don't follow logic, do you? See, it says stout on your shirt. So is your mind, you monkey-knuckled, ball-dragging...
Flibbertigibbet.
I was going to go with nose goblin, but all right.
Flibbertigibbet.
Flibbertigibbet. Let's have another song.
Yeah. Yes. She's brought a bunch, so...
Yeah.
She's got a bunch. This is Bam Bam.
Pass me by, no, I
Yeah.
Nice.
That was rad.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
Thank you. I'm so glad you like it.
Just, wow.
Do you got a place to hear these songs on the internet or anything? Or is it?
I have a Facebook page. You can look me up there, or I have a website. It's just www.elspethsummers.com.
Okay. But is your music available?
I'm actually about to release an EP. Yeah, with 5 songs. So I'm excited about that.
Are you going to have a big release show? Do you have any dates?
I don't
or anything?
Have anything planned yet because I just got the songs back from my producer and we're still kind of tweaking a few things. So it's just a matter of sending it out to get it printed and kind of produced and then.
And where'd you get where do you have all the work recorded?
I actually met a guy through that music camp. He lives in Canada, so we've been kind of doing it back and forth. Like I would send him a song and then he records all the instruments in his studio in Canada, and then I just recorded the vocals here.
Oh my God.
And we did it all by distance.
Music magic.
Because we live in the future.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Damn.
That's really cool.
Cool. Keep us posted on all that.
Yeah, I definitely will. I'm excited.
Wow. If there's any more room at Mary Anarchy, Nick, she could
squeeze
like play in the
a
art
little
room.
Bluegrass
maybe.
Way
in
too
there?
Last. Way too late.
Yeah, oh,
Mary Anarchy books
we,
up like
we
5 months
book,
ago.
Book her for like a full half hour set, like next time in.
Yeah,
Mary.
You got to get the summer great. One. Yeah. And the summer one, you can wear something skimpy and everybody all. Yeah,
but you can't see that.
Wow.
Well, you guys can't.
Yeah. And if you go to the
show. Well, no, not here.
No,
at
Mary
Anarchy.
At the
big Mary
Anarchy live show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of live shows, you're going to a live show very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Soon.
I was going to talk about that. Yeah, I get to go to Mike O'Mara.
Woo.
Holy shit.
I think we spoke
briefly
about it.
Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so you're like caught up on everything that's happening.
That's the other thing is
Mike's in the hospital right now.
Yeah,
for all of you out there, I don't listen either.
Is it Mike O'Mara? Mayor of Winnemucca or something?
That's right. Mike from Don and Mike.
Oh, okay.
If you remember Don and Mike radio
show,
they used
good
to
show.
Run after Panama locally after the Howard Stern show.
Howard Stern and Panama and Don and Mike.
This is Mike O'Mara.
Fuck you, Nick.
Yep. That's Mike O'Mara.
I like that guy. I can relate to that guy.
So, anyway, it made me fall back in love with podcasting again.
Yeah.
My new job where, I'm a courier, so I drive around all day. Like, Jamie drives around all day.
We have the exact same job. It's weird.
That's a good job.
So, yeah.
It's a good job if you're into radio and you like to listen.
Yeah.
All day long, 8 hours a day, radio.
So,
Nick,
yeah,
I have been. I haven't kept you up on the Don shows.
Yeah, the Don shows. Are you still going with that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, and it's fucking amazing.
They
so.
Fixed it all up.
Oh, it's
everybody
great.
Everybody hates
But you gotta hear the shows where they hate everybody.
Yeah.
And a guy wrote a song about how much he hates Buzz.
Yeah, pick it up.
Open rolling.
Let him take it back on the newscast.
I've spent it all. I can make you a disc after the show.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. I'm just going to step on all of Nick's line.
How are you guys' fantasy football teams doing?
Sorry.
When you go to the live show, though, don't tell Mike that you have a podcast because he hates that.
Oh, right.
He's like, everybody who listens to us has a podcast.
Tell him I have a podcast and that you're on it.
Right.
I have a podcast.
Chewbacca's podcast.
I have a podcast in my butt.
Yeah, don't say that. No.
Nobody listens to that.
Where is the show?
Nobody listens to this show.
I would listen to your
Circus
podcast.
Mandalay Ballroom.
Except for the 17 of you out there. We love you all.
Love you so much.
If any of you listeners of this show go to the Mike O'Mara show, find me and let's have
Dude,
a drink.
Knock down
my treat.
Knock down Mike O'Mara and plaster one of our stickers on his forehead. And then run.
And tackle Nick and say, I love worst little podcast.
No,
so
don't
much.
You dare.
And then teabag the security guards as they tase you.
Do that. Make that
don't
happen.
Don't you dare.
If I was you guys, I would just skip through this entire show except for the musical parts, which are beautiful.
Yeah, that's actually the best part.
Instead of yelling "Baba Booey, Baba Booey," get up and yell "Yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no."
Howard Stern's penis.
Sorry, no.
Right. Yeah, no, really?
Honey, go to bed.
Oh, what poor not Riku. Is this
way past your bedtime?
What not is a simpleton's crutch?
You don't even know what that word means.
No, she didn't.
Simpleton.
Yeah. What?
That's a tiny.
Wait.
What's that?
She's a little older there.
Look at her.
Hey, watch your tongue.
This year when she comes in, her voice is going to be all deep.
Yeah, so what, her ball's going to drop? That doesn't happen.
Uncle Rick, let's do another session.
Let's do the Christmas show.
Yeah, Riku's been growing some underarm hair and lifting weights lately.
Testosterone.
Like your
HGH.
Mom.
Whoa.
Hey, now, my mom's hair is all firmly on her lip.
You know what's awesome is I was listening to the Kevin Smith podcast, and he was saying that if, you know, you guys out there, everybody, if you have any kind of dream, you can do it because, you know, you think you don't have talent. I don't have any talents. That's what he says.
Do it anyway.
It's like building a home in Oklahoma in the 1880s. There's lots of room and nobody there paying attention.
Fill that space.
Yeah.
You could build one and then say it's not yours because you fucked it up and then build another one that's better.
Exactly.
And yeah. Yeah. I don't know what asshole built that shitty helm over there. Like my first 50 or 60 albums that I made. Like I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Or the first four seasons of the Worst Little Podcast.
Amen. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Have we only done three
seasons?
That
first week.
Dude, we're almost on 5 years.
No, we're at the end of four here, dude. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Rick, did you have an announcement?
You're not here enough.
About the studio and the podcast, podcast.
Did we have that? Is that?
Do I need a...
Something official.
Well, no, there's no...
That's not official.
Ladies and gentlemen, a live news report from Dogwater Studios.
In. Are we finally going to tear the house down?
Yes, they are going to tear the house down. Okay, so... I went and actually met with the people who were tearing the house down for the first time. And the house was in there was some business with the selling of the house because it was in a trust for the children of the people who owned it. And it had to be removed from the trust so it could be sold to the city or whoever. And it's federal money that is being paid to get us out of these homes.
Nice.
Wow. So I met with the guy. I know.
Some of my
Obama.
Tax dollar is actually going to you. Though.
Exactly. Your federal You're tax welcome. Money. Well, we don't have state tax.
0.005% of 1 cent is going to you.
So what was going to happen is one day I've lived in this house forever and we've paid really low rent and because they rented my family for 40 years. And one day the kids would have gotten the home and I would have just been thrown out in the street with nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out what happens when the government throws you out, the guy said, hey, do you want to move your stuff yourself or do you want us to pay movers? And I said, oh, I'd like to move my stuff myself. I got a lot of equipment and delicate shit. I want to move it myself. He said, okay, well, let me look around. We'll give you $1,900 to move your own shit.
For your moving expenses?
Yeah. Yeah. So just to move myself in my truck they're going to give me $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A. Then he says, okay, well, you know, when we move people in, one time we had a guy staying at a house and then he had his power shut off 2 days before we took over the power bill and the pipes froze and exploded. And so to make sure that never happens again, what we do is as soon as we own the house, we take over paying all utilities immediately.
Uh-huh.
There's another dig. Right.
Uh-huh. So, wait for it.
In addition to that, like, we don't want you to pay any rent for the first 3 months as soon as we own the house.
Okay.
If you stay longer than 3 months after that, we'd like you to pay a reduced rent.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
on a ridiculously cheap rent.
As it is. So less than what I was paying, which is already cheaper than I deserve.
Are they going to help you find a comparable place for
yes.
a comparable rent?
And I said to the guy, he said, now, do you have any things that are important to you about the place that you moved to that I need to look out? Do you have cats or do you have to be near a church or do you have to be
have
near
a
job?
Have a recording studio.
Neither of those things,
yeah. So I looked him in the eye and I said, I need to be able to play drums in my house every day. And he said,
right.
Okay, so you're looking for something like on, and he didn't even bat an eye. He's like, so something near like, I don't know, some BLM land or near some businesses where you can just be loud as fuck and nobody cares, a corner house perhaps.
Did he say loud as fuck?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
I don't want
shit. Good question.
I wanted him to, though. I really wanted that to be true.
So he just acted
what a
like.
By the way, what a great way to explain it without explaining it.
Right. I told him we haven't.
Has to be your drums or, you know, but
I
even
threw
if
around,
he makes that assumption.
I threw around the podcast. I said, yeah, well, we have I do a lot of volunteer work for
locally
the local Reno and art music scene, and we do a local non-profit. Podcast that is downloaded by hundreds of Reno people every single week.
And a few people in other places.
Yeah, fucking A. Yeah. So,
that chick in Elko.
Yeah. That was also a veiled threat. Like, if you fuck this up, I'm going to tell people you suck dick. But no, suck a dick. So anyway, they and he was cute too. But you know what? He had close-set eyes.
Unacceptable. Deal breaker?
Fetal alcohol syndrome.
Deal breaker?
No, I don't think...
Hack Wilson had that.
He was really good-looking.
Rick doesn't
but,
like that.
Well,
you're not
going
to see his eyes.
It's fucking... But it's in the movie Harvey. She says, oh, he had close-set eyes. They're always liars.
Yep.
And so, which I'm sure he's not a liar. He was a very nice young man.
It's also in the stage play of Harvey.
Oh, see? Close-set eyes. They're all
it's,
liars.
It's what you call part of the script.
So then he says to me, and I always thought that they were going to, they said they would subsidize our rent if our rent went up, right? And I always thought, well, so they're going to make a deal with the landlord where they're giving them part of the rent money for all this time. And he sits me down and he goes, well, you know, we need to move you into a different house. They don't have 3-bedroom, 1-baths anymore, which is what I have.
So you're going to have to settle for a 2-bathroom.
He says it has to be a 2-bath. And he talked like, we're just going to upgrade it to that without worrying. And he says, and 2-bath, 3-bedroom houses go for more than twice what you're paying. He said, so the difference is probably about this, and the government will pay that difference for about 40 some months. I forget what he said exactly. So,
holy
you know, we'll
shit.
Probably give you just
Make
a flat check
year.
For like $22,000.
Wow. Crack party.
The Richard P. Spagnuolo crack party.
You're all invited.
I am going to buy so many microphones.
Well, they're not doing this just for you. There's a list of people. I mean, yeah. How many houses are they doing this for? Yeah. How many conversations is this guy, that exact same conversation? What do you need? What are your
conversations?
It's like 60 or something. It's a bunch. It's like 3 city blocks, okay. 4 city blocks.
They should take care of you. They're tearing down your home.
You should try to talk him into moving to my neighborhood.
No, and frankly, Rick's family has owned this home or has rented this home for 40 years.
Yeah.
Rick has spent his entire life
This is my
here.
Childhood home.
The only reason he's leaving is because they're kicking
tearing
him
it down.
Out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you know
how to be inconvenienced.
Hey, let's throw some Molotov cocktails at a security guard. That'll show him.
That'll teach
them. So I don't have anything in writing, and they haven't done anything yet, but this is from the first meeting, sitting down with the guy, what it looks like is going to happen.
Wow. And no timetable or anything?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah. So we talked about that, and he said, so maybe we can get you out before the dead of winter. And I was like, I have a lot of shit happening in the next month, so I would really like to not do it in this next month. And he looked at me and he goes, after that is Christmas. And I said, yeah, who wants to fucking move in the middle of Christmas? And secretly, I want to have one more Christmas with my family and my childhood home.
Right.
Really bad. That would be so. My family, when my family comes from California, we have the Christmas here with the fireplace and everything and the tree. And, you know, I want to do that one more time. So it looks like it might not be till like January or something. And he looked at me and he goes, and that way you'll be able to take complete advantage of the 3 months that we let you live here for free.
Yes.
And I was like,
exactly.
It couldn't have been nicer. It couldn't have made me feel more okay about something that was really upsetting
me. Yeah. It makes me wish they'd tear my house down.
How do I get on this list?
So it looks really good, you guys. And who knows what's going to happen.
So, Elspeth, do you like where you live?
I do.
How about another song?
Okay.
You're from Gardnerville, Nevada?
Yes, I am.
Born and raised?
Born and raised in Gardnerville. And then Tahoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Covered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On a right previous on. Moment
we went over that,
of the
Nick,
podcast.
Where were you?
I grew up in Tahoe.
Is that Kingsburg?
Just out of left field question. Okay. What do you do in a general sort of way?
I work at a massage clinic.
Right.
I'm not a massage therapist. I always get that question. Oh, you do massage? I'm like, no, I work the front desk.
Are you the receptionist?
I am. I get free massages, though.
Is it like one of those?
Nice. Yeah.
24-hour places work like it. They got down in Vegas?
Oh, happy endings in Gardnerville.
You'd be surprised how many calls I get about happy endings.
Do you get, calls from women about happy endings?
No, I get calls from creepy men who go like, they try to beat around the bush. Yeah. They're like, so I pulled a muscle in my groin. Do you have anyone that can help?
Dude, is that the code for getting into a secret massage parlor where they fucking jerk you off?
Yep. I guess so. Know that?
I just was in Las Vegas the other day, and there's in the strip malls, they have 24-hour foot massage places.
Foot fetish.
You just ask if they're.
Yeah, you say, I'd like a foot massage. And they say, oh, you, so you have foot massage.
Are you guys full service?
Oh, I got you.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
And I'll say wink, wink. That's how you ask that.
Yeah, that's Rory that's calling you, by the way, asking for those.
It's a lot like the same way I vote. I hope you all voted, ladies and gentlemen. It's the same way I vote. I go into the booth. I pull the curtain behind me. Well, there, I don't do that anymore. But I close my eyes, and I just stab at the computer screen until it beeps that it's done.
Do you say, I'm voting, I'm voting?
I figure I'm throwing off all that pollster analysis crap, man. I'm the wild card.
Well, you don't know
who I'm going to vote for because I don't know what I'm voting for.
My daddy is the best.
Did everybody vote?
Yep.
I voted.
Me too.
I voted no.
Voted early.
Elspeth?
I did not.
Rick,
you got to be 18 to vote.
I misplaced my sample ballot and just gave up.
Oh.
Isn't that awful?
Quitter.
I looked for it, and then I was all fuck it. It's a midterm election.
I'm gonna recall a couple of election cycles ago where it didn't matter that it was midterm elections. If you didn't go out and vote and show Rick that you had a goddamn sticker proving you, he was going to stab you with a melon ball.
That is such a lie. Well, I have always been one of those people that said, if you don't bother to educate yourself, stay the fuck home. I don't think people should just vote because they need to vote.
If you don't know what you're voting for, don't vote.
It isn't
unless it's with your eyes closed, because then it's just randomness in the system, man.
And your name is
Murray. Randomness.
Can I vote with my penis?
Yes.
Just slop, slop, slop.
Hey.
I had it.
Hey. They don't have curtains anymore. You can't do that anymore.
This is about the size of an eraser, so.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
It's like with the hanging chads. It was one of those little pokers. It was about that big.
Wow.
There's a lot of voters out there who don't understand what I'm talking about because they've never seen
it. All it takes is about 45 minutes of looking over the ballot and researching, and you can figure out who to vote for.
Especially with the internet.
We always
open book test.
Me and Rory and Cheyenne always would sit down and go over every single question, every single candidate, look them all up, and we would all decide and agree on the same thing.
Months in advance, we'd like drop these like matrices of why we liked certain people and how they stood on different issues. And we'd go out in the backyard, drink whiskey, and get high.
And
get angry at each other about the same things week after week.
And then when we left, we all voted the same way on everything. And I thought I tripled my vote.
You and Cheyenne voted the same way on everything. I never told you guys what I ever actually voted because that's my business.
Oh, and that's why we both left you.
No, you left me because she's Yoko and she left me because she's a bitch. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, poor Yoko.
I liked Rick's
take. Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Yeah.
Well, some more music, Elspeth. Yeah. You want to save our sinking ship?
Yes.
Please.
And then after the music, the quiz.
Amen.
The aforementioned quiz. Don't be scared.
Okay. Don't cringe.
It's fun.
It's easy.
It's fine. You'll score high. He's always,
You brought rubber gloves, right?
Shit.
I got some.
It's hands on.
Dancing with you here.
Woo!
Awesome.
So pretty.
I like the little trill at the end of all your phrasing. And oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's hell true. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to the worst little quiz in the world, brought to you by our sponsors at
Carl's
Reno
Jr.
Com-
Damn it.
Oh, hungry. That sounds good.
All right, go ahead.
I stepped on it.
Wow.
I'm so pissed.
No, we don't want, like, you know, people to, like, pay us for this. You
I'm
know,
sorry.
Like, have a good showing when I'm in the middle of a spot. Yeah, let's interrupt me every time I have a spot. That's all right. Let's
try.
Right. Hey, let's go to No, now you're supposed to interrupt me here.
That was your cue.
Oh, my bad.
God, you can't even you can't even fail correctly, Chewie. Why do we have you on this show?
You are a shit-eating mongoloid.
Thank you. Thank you.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Fucking your mother.
Stewing Stabula.
I bet your ass smells really bad.
Okay, that's enough, Charlie.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You let him out of the bottle.
Charlie, I'll sick my daughter on you. Honey, what do we call those types?
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dow.
Oh, that's the wrong button at all, right? What do we...
You're useless.
I'm not the only
too,
one that
Rick.
Fucks up around here.
What do we... Wait. But Riku, it's a secret. What do we call them?
No, the other thing. Oh. Rhymes with Bob Saget.
Oh. No. He is a window licker, though. But
yes.
You're right.
Saget?
Yes.
Oh,
honey.
So harsh.
Honey, that's so... Hey, oh, yeah. Oh, well, no.
Back on track.
I don't know if I told you, but I officially performed a wedding between two ladies.
Even I thought that was gay.
I wedded
Super
two
gay.
Ladies.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
When you said I performed.
Performed.
I performed for two ladies. No, I joined a couple friends of mine in the bonds of holy matrimony.
Cool.
As only known by so few women before.
Couple gay Reno women?
Yes. Yes, cool. Yes.
I hope they went home and scissored after that.
I hope so.
They did. Legally.
And I hope their witnesses want to come back and have me seal their deal too. Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
And by that I mean write my name on a piece of paper. Yeah.
Right. Shake their hands.
So official.
Sexy.
But okay, so ladies and gentlemen, it's the worst little quiz in the world, brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Check him out at South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. Rick, give
Reno
me some...
Computer Fix.
The one thing
These
at a time.
These guys are awesome.
One thing at a time. Now, what were you going to say? The show is just falling apart.
No.
It's just falling apart.
Can we do a do-over?
I'm so glad they're tearing this house down.
Fucking quit. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Give me some goddamn music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask you, our guest, Elspeth Summers, a series of random, uncomfortable, and awkward questions for a sum total of points that I'm going to subjectively judge you on silently. Are you ready to play?
Yes,
speak up. Speak up. All right. These are going to be strong questions that need strong answers. Crap, where are they? Trapped on a desert island. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you cannibalize first?
Brother. I don't have one.
No, you are not allowed to choose starvation.
She has no emotional attachment.
Substitute best friend.
Aw.
changes things.
What were it?
Lover, brother, mother.
Or
lover?
Lover, best friend, mother.
And again, with lover, you also have to substitute best friend.
So best better friend. Have a mother. Come on.
Best friend or your mom? Who are you going to eat?
Best friend.
Yeah. Aww. You don't have one of those
you
either,
just
do
can't
you?
Eat your mom.
All right.
Always with the cannibal question. Right out the
gate. Yeah, right out the gate. What was the very first album you ever bought, Elspeth?
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Care to be more specific?
I don't know. I have a horrible
Greatest hits?
The one that has...
Rhiannon,
yeah.
Oh, so, see, I guessed it.
So greatest hits?
right.
Greatest hits, yeah.
Tusk?
What was the first rock show you've ever been to?
Rock show? Does it have to be rock or can it be
live
any
music?
Show?
Live music show. Like, you know, with a big kind of, you know, known
concert.
Name.
Concert is what they call it.
This
concert.
Is pretty rockin', but Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually really cool.
That is a rock show.
When did you go see Cyndi Lauper?
When she came to Tahoe, like, 15 years ago or
far out
a while ago.
Nice, good.
You were
answer.
Six.
Well, no, maybe 10, okay. 13, 14
math.
Years ago.
Math.
Yeah, do that. Add that.
So it's your last day on Earth. You might be dying. You might be going to Mars. We don't know, but it's your last day on Earth. What do you want your final meal to be?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. Really?
Now, is that a sexual innuendo or the burger place?
Yep, both.
Oh, yeah. At the same time?
We can go there.
Yeah. That just
extra points. Extra points.
Definite extra points on that question. Let's see. How often do you masturbate?
We really do ask this of everybody, not yes, just you.
I had to do
everybody
it, too.
Everybody.
Say, like, maybe once a week.
Nice. Okay.
Acceptable.
More if my sex drive is like, yeah.
Many girls have answered that it waxes
lady.
And wanes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
But there's times that you don't need it, and
well,
times
I bet
that should
I
be
would,
stopped.
I wouldn't want my hands coming up like that once a month
coming
either,
up roses?
So, yeah.
Oh, Rory, gross.
That's awful.
Don't be gross, Rory.
Don't be gay, Rick, okay? who in all of history would you start a fist fight with? You're the aggressor.
I'm the aggressor.
You're such an aggressive
Christopher
person.
Christopher fucking Columbus.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice yeah, answer.
You
dirty.
Got something against the Italians.
Yeah.
I have something against homewreckers.
Yeah. It's a pretty big homie wreck.
They weren't doing anything with this land, right?
Yeah. They were wasting it.
Really?
That Italian guy fixed everything.
That Italian guy fixed everything.
Name a TV show that is your favorite guilty pleasure.
Dexter.
Oh, Dexter.
Very good show.
That was
a very good show.
It's like she knew you were going to ask her that question
prepared
or something.
For that one.
Like,
what is your favorite drunk food when you're loaded? What do you want?
Ice cream.
Oh, really?
Ice cream, yeah.
Rick, you and she have a little thing in common. Yeah.
That would make me throw
Rick
up.
Rick would get loaded and want to eat like a giant 3-scoop bowl of ice cream.
And cover it with melted peanut butter.
Oh,
and,
fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was,
yeah.
I still do that. Even.
And then the dairy
You're
would
You're doing that right now, aren't you? In the other room.
He'd pass out in the living room floor in front of Manos,
with
the hands
bowl.
Of fate. Yeah.
It can't be good for your hemorrhoids, dude.
I didn't have them then.
Too much dairy.
And I don't have them now.
Yay.
Oh, later I have to show you all my asshole. It's beautiful.
Yay.
Yeah, I need proof.
It's like
around
it's,
for that, Elton.
It's the asshole of a 21-year-old boy. It's amazing. So
congratulations.
So I need somebody ought to call me. Exactly.
Back to the quiz.
That's
back
not
to the
a
quiz. You know, you're a girl of the modern world. I'm sure you've checked out the internet for, say, pornography, I believe they call it. When you're on your search to jerk, what are your favorite keywords?
You know, hairy guys, midgets, Latinos.
Scooby-Doo. Cartoon porn. That's a thing.
I'm joking.
Yeah, that's a date. That's a Pandora's box she's opening right there if we're going on that road. Yeah.
Sexually.
I don't know. Girl on girl?
Yay.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Also gets you extra points. What is... I already asked you that. Damn it. What is Nick's first question to ask you in the...
No, no.
Rapid fire.
What are the...
Are you really?
No, no, no,
you're
no,
crashing
no, no, don't.
Passing the torch.
Okay. No, we have to ask what was the age and circumstances of losing your virginity?
Yeah, that.
Well, there you go.
All right, I was 17, and first time was with my last relationship.
Wow.
3 years.
Dude, so it, like, so it, we, and it wasn't like that was your first experience, but like you guys had been together, and then you decided to take that step, and...
No. Well, yeah, we were together, and then I lost my virginity to him.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is.
Did you guys stay together a few years?
Yeah, we were together for 3 years.
Aww. I love all of her answers.
I know. She's a nice girl, and she's hot. Yeah.
All right. Oh, and Nick, a famous person question, and then you over.
Who's the most interesting?
That's what I was forgetting.
Who's the most famous? And if they're the same person, that's that's good, or if they're two different people, tell
Nick,
us about that.
Nick doesn't answer ask questions very well.
Right. No.
What was the question?
Yeah, what was the question?
ask a question.
Who's the most famous person you've ever met / interesting person? Interesting famous person, if there's more than one famous person.
I've met famous people, like I said, in the bluegrass community.
Right.
I've played a couple of shows with some people that are in big bands. Like, I played a show with a guy named Stealth, who's in the Lumineers.
Righteous.
Yeah, in a band called Paperbird. There's a woman in that band called Esme Patterson, and I really like her.
Would you say she's the most interesting, famous person you've met?
Oh, interesting? Like...
out of that.
As in personality, like their personality.
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't really met a lot of famous people.
Well, you
that's
said you really
fair
liked
enough
her,
answer.
So.
That's a fair enough answer, too.
That's a dumb question.
Nick's hoping, like, you met Morgan Freeman and shared, like, couscous with him in a subway.
That would be interesting.
I have a question.
That would be a story.
It's not really a quiz question, but were there musicians growing up in your home when you... when you picked up your guitar, or how long have you been playing?
Well, I started off in a duo called the Botanicals when I was about 16, and that kind of introduced me, and that was just with another guy who plays music in town here now. But in Gardnerville, not so much. There's not that big of a music scene. I kind of had to shift my focus up to Reno to really meet anyone or do anything with it.
Oh, I like how you just skip right over Carson.
But
just like drive on
there
through.
There at Freeway Overpass, you just go right over it.
Bam.
You
know,
there's such hipsters down there. Who'd ever want to play there?
There's one place to play in Carson, and that is the Hookah Lounge. Or you can go to some sketchy-ass bar and have people not listen to you.
Yeah. Carson people, too.
Carson people,
yeah. You're being adored by Carson. No offense,
I'm
Nick.
I'm from Carson.
Yeah, and Jamie.
Yeah.
Anybody else in here from Carson?
None taken.
I've dated people from Carson.
I had to move out
at
of
one
Carson.
Time. Yeah, we're not there anymore, notice.
Yeah,
still in Carson.
Seriously, I think all I just made my nipples hard.
And speaking of a Carson person, hard nipples in Carson, Jen Scafidi.
Hi,
I'm
Jen.
Not a really fat girl in Elko.
Hey.
That was out of context. Do with anything.
Why are you having to be so offensive? God, we're all trying to have a nice conversation here, motherfucker.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
Yeah, we're trying to have a conversation about who we'd eat on a desert island, and you go and...
I know.
Ruined it.
You know, crazy.
Well, that fat girl from Elko would be probably pretty appetizing on a desert island.
There you go.
Not an option.
Oh, God, cut that out, Rick.
Your mother's
Nick, rapid fire questions, please.
Oh, okay, Elsa, rapid fire. As Uma Thurman said in Pulp Fiction, there are two kinds of people, Elvis people and Beatle people. Which one are you, Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Indiana fucking Jones.
Ooh.
Come on.
Okay.
Amen, sister.
Rolling Stones or The Who?
Rolling Stones.
Pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I want both. Right
gay
now.
Or ginger?
Gay.
Nice. Nobody wants to be ginger.
Faggot.
Some of these are horrible.
Do the horrible
again,
ones.
It's
no, they're
so
horrible because they suck. Not because they're terrible. Oh, okay. But like Meth and Mountain Dew is a good one. Meth and Mountain Dew.
Aren't they the same?
Yep.
She is from Gardner.
That's the secret answer.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Yeah.
Weed
answer.
Or beer?
Weed.
Yeah.
I like the
lack of hesitation.
Yeah, and the angry eyebrows on that one.
You did say this is rapid fire. I think she's trying to honor that title.
Okay. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Coldplay.
All right. Nickelback or herpes?
Nickelback. I never wanted to have to choose that.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Creamy or crunchy peanut butter?
Creamy.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Let's go with tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
All right.
Puke or diarrhea?
All right.
Oh, yeah. The classic puke or shit.
Puke.
And let's
who wins a fight, an alligator or a duck?
A duck.
Wow.
What's happening?
Misfits or Dead Kennedys?
Or Good Times?
Dead Kennedys.
Okay. And if you could... Oh, Cheater or Cheated?
Cheat Ed?
Cheetos. That's a great third answer.
Damn. Yeah.
You know, instead of being cheated on or cheating, I would just like to eat Cheetos.
Yep.
I will be alone with my orange underpants.
I want to change my answer from the last show. Even though I won, I don't need to. But yeah. Write that down.
Ozzy or Dio? Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio?
I don't know who Dio is.
That's the best answer we got. Yeah. Give her extra points for that.
Yeah.
Honesty is always the best policy.
Would you rather have ALS or, I'm sorry, would you rather have Lou Gehrig's disease or Alzheimer's?
What is Lou Gehrig's disease?
It's the one with that Stephen Hawking has. You wind up, your body doesn't work. It's body failing or mind failing?
Body failing.
Just going and have ALS. Your mind completely perfect inside a body that won't respond.
Fuck, that sounds horrible.
It is
too.
Awful. But neither one is pleasant.
Justin Bieber or Miley Cyrus?
I refuse.
Who would you execute?
You can only kill one.
Can I have one of them execute the other?
There you go. Are they going to jail forever?
I think that'll work. And you said, did you say Star Wars?
I said Star Wars. Yes.
Right, yeah. So if you could live in a world with either the Beatles or Star Wars, but you can have both, which one would you pick?
Imagine a world with only one iconic thing.
And stuff.
I would say a world without Star Wars. The Beatles.
More music than nerd. Okay.
Yeah. Beatles are love. And Star Wars is wars, which really is the opposite of love.
Fucking A.
But, all right, good job. What you get?
Excellent score. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 13,000 points.
Damn.
Awesome. Very nice. That is commendable.
That's a high score.
Good
score.
I thought it was going to be high, but that's
especially for a young person. Usually they don't do so good.
Yeah, you did very well in the quiz. I was pleased to have
you're
you
obviously
there.
Very knowledgeable.
And now, in continuing our tradition of Dance Monkey Dance, how about another song right off of that quiz? Set it up for us. What's the name of this one?
This one is called Radiate. Thank you.
Love it.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, welcome. Beautiful.
Hey, Nick, what's up?
Good timing. All about timing. He peed. He went pee.
So, do you have?
Well, he was listening in here.
Do you have any shows lined up currently?
I don't have any shows lined up.
Oh my goodness!
Which is rare for me.
You should do that.
Needs well, to thank
change.
God you're here, so people can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah.
During this break,
yeah, you're gonna get so many gigs out of this.
I hope so. Book me shows.
The worst little podcast bump.
Yeah, like, yeah, we should get you in touch with the people. Strange on the Range people because
I
you could open
that.
For them.
Well, they do some sort of thing over at the Morris thing where they have like a
bluegrass
day or
festival.
Something, don't they?
Yeah. It's a whole weekend, a 3-day weekend of all bluegrass Americana.
Yeah, me and Rory hosted that. We got to get you in on that.
Please do.
You'd probably enjoy just being there for the music.
Yeah, that.
That's good. And you should come by the open mic night at Jub Jub's too.
Okay.
Yeah,
like that. Totally. Totally, totally. It's a great place to meet people.
And be background music while other people talk.
Well,
no. It depends on the night.
It depends on who's playing. And they'll pay attention to her because she's good.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah, that helps.
And she's nice. Yeah. And she smells good. So maybe you shouldn't go there.
She kicked ass on her plate.
Don't go
Why
there.
Why are you even here?
I find it disturbing that you're paying attention to how good she smells, Nicholas.
I just pay attention to how everyone smells
comparing it to himself.
Chewy. How about a status report there?
I've been meaning to ask you, did you notice anything different about Nick?
Yeah, he got a haircut.
Or did you notice something missing about Nick?
Yeah.
Shaved. Something lacking? No. Olfactory.
He got a new pair of shoes.
Damn it, Chewy.
So have you been laundering?
No.
He obviously smells pretty, okay?
So Nick doesn't smell anymore.
No, he smells great.
To my body odor issues.
It's like...
I can tell because it does smell a little bit better.
How's your hemorrhoids, amazing. Rick?
I always thought it was me,
They're
but
totally, but we already
not.
Talked about them. They're totally better. Which is, so you know, when you get your first major outbreak of hemorrhoids, that it'll go away in like a month. Get the cream from the doctor. It's awesome.
Good advice. Thank you.
Get the cream from the doctor?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. It's the
not
yeah.
from not a doctor. Like just like, always get it from the doctor.
Need some cream.
Hey, come here.
Put a gallon in the Allen.
They sell hemorrhoid cream everywhere, I think.
I don't get it. What are you talking about?
No. Yeah, but I love the new not smelly Nick.
Nick, you do smell
it's
good.
It's amazing.
Okay, good. Because I'm trying really hard, folks.
Yeah, when I had my nose nuzzled in the back of your neck, I did notice there was a different smell. Yeah.
It's better, huh?
Do you change shampoos
whatever
or what?
Whatever you're doing is working.
Well, you had an overhaul.
If you need a recollection after the show, we shall power hug.
All of us?
Yeah.
Group power hug?
That's how we do it every show.
Do we have a beer box for Jamie yet?
I've got one at the house.
We talked about that.
Oh, right. Remember, I brought my own box.
Yeah. It's smothered in underwear right now.
It's a hot box.
Oh my God. Let's have another song. Please rescue me.
This song is called Recollections, and this is the song that the music video was made out of.
Oh, cool.
Mountains, I see the mountains.
Yeah.
Her voice is awesome.
Thank you
Such
very
a great
much.
Voice.
Well, if yeah. you dig that, please check it out once again at www.elspethsummers.com or check out her on the Facebookery.
And if we become your Facebook friends, then we'll be able to find out when your CD eventually comes out,
yeah.
so we can
and
get
if
it.
You have
yeah,
shows.
Absolutely.
Okay. Definitely.
Which is coming please, up soon.
Please stay in touch with us for
oh,
sure.
I would love to.
And let us know what's happening in the future.
And remind our listeners that tonight, the night it comes out on Thursday the 13th.
Right.
That at they're the art showing museum, them, right?
Yep, they're, at 6 p.m. at the art museum, there's a showing for the 4x4x48 challenge.
That song cool. that you
yeah.
just heard.
That song, and it has, and on my album, I actually had this like crazy Russian violinist play on it.
Oh, cool.
So there's some really neat, like,
yeah,
moments.
Yeah. And like, the EP is kind of more psychedelic.
A lot more instruments.
Yeah. It's full band and psychedelic kind of Russian kind of bluegrass folk.
Yeah. Right. That sounds like
a whole new genre. Yeah, like,
I think I want to go see that.
I dig it. I would like to hear
for
that.
Sure.
Take Mikey to that.
Awesome.
Just dig it.
Well, it has been a pleasure having you on the show,
absolutely.
Unlike the rest
We're
of
lucky
these
to
assholes.
Have you.
Thank you very much.
Who just keeps stepping over my goddamn line all fucking episode.
Mine.
I've been gone for a long time. I forgot that we weren't sponsored any longer by Carl's Jr.
Chewy forgot how.
Can we fire Chewy and hire Jamie fix. And just call her Chewy?
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Is that how he does it? That's how he does it?
Yeah, she's yeah. good.
Any rate, Nick, what do you got going on coming up here this weekend? Anything?
This coming up weekend, I'm going to the Mike O'Mara Show live right. at the Mandalay Bay Ballroom in Circus Circus, Reno, Nevada.
Oh, I just
friends.
Suck his dick.
Hey, Nick, I'm trying to talk here about Mike O'Mara, who's so dreamy. Oh,
just stick
God.
That in anywhere, right?
Right.
Fuck you, Nick.
Oh, damn it.
Belly button.
I'm lucky,
thing.
Michael. No, I'm just kidding. I'm taking Mikey, who doesn't really listen to the show but wants to go. I'm all,
she doesn't
all right.
know every, she's going.
They know that every guy brings his girlfriend and who doesn't listen to the show. That's
yeah.
just
How
the
come,
norm.
Yeah, why did none of your girlfriends listen to the show? Oh, never mind.
Nobody likes podcasts except us nerdy fucking guys.
Yeah. You guys go.
It's talk here. Radio for the future, Rick.
The guys
right.
talk
radio
right in front
for the future.
Of you. For how much? That's all I'm doing this weekend. What are you doing, Chewbacca?
I got a lot of leaves to rake at my house. I've been gone for a few weeks, and when I get home, there's always a long list of shit to do. So, you know, I'll be out and about, but mostly housework.
Cool.
Yeah.
Give me a call if you want to hang out.
I do want to hang out.
Cool. So,
Jamie, how about yourself?
Yeah.
Anything exciting?
No, it's one of those weeks.
Good.
I was
all right.
So,
awesome.
Damn it.
I don't have much too. Lined up myself either. I think I'm going to be spending the weekend rearranging my home, just doing a little housework.
We are exciting people.
Jesus. If it weren't for Nick, I'd have the most exciting week.
I'm taking some time off after freaking 8 weeks of goddamn
exactly.
musicals and
it's
shows
downtime.
And
it's
like November.
Right
yeah,
is,
really.
I'm kind of bunkering down before the holidays here because really this is the last chance I have to take a deep breath before diving
into
like,
coming right instead up. Of spinning 10 plates, you're just going to spin 3.
Because like, we all have birthdays, there's Christmas, family in town.
Merry anarchy. Two days of that.
Crazy.
You guys all got birthdays coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
We're going to party.
Yeah. It's going to be an intense beginning of December there.
I got a great week. I'm going to fucking record. What am I doing? I'm making.
Well,
I'm finishing,
Elspeth, it's been great talking
now,
to you.
Now stop. I got to say things.
It hurts. It hurts your feelings.
Rick, what are you doing this week?
I've got a mastering session with.
Master
what?
Masturbating session with who?
With Adam Spring. Oh, that'd be so rad.
In your dreams. No,
like, yeah, really. Do I like it in my face?
Yep.
Is his solo stuff?
Yeah, his solo stuff. We're doing a mastering session on one of his, on some stuff.
Oh,
putting
yeah.
out. And that's going to be hella fun. I'm doing recording for local artist Jimmy Q, and I've got a session with Karma on the weekends. And I'm going to rewatch the old...
all of them, huh?
Yeah, so that whole fucking gang is going to be racing through my house all week. It's going to be great.
Gang what?
Happening.
Gang what?
Gang racing.
Yeah. Gang racing?
Sort of gang racing. Soloing a mass or something.
Shut up, Mike! Come right in a sex orgy!
What about midgets?
But what if Spunk would be something dangerous?
Where is my fucking midgets? I lost it. Where's the, oh, it's under F, I guess, right? Oh, there it is.
That makes sense.
F for midget.
No, it's F for
fucking midget. Gotcha. That makes more sense.
Oh, I'm terrible.
Hi, Jared. Love you.
And I'm gonna rewatch the old movie, The Queen of the Damned, because I'm reading the new Anne Rice book because I'm gay. And I love it
you're
so
gay?
Much. I'm really
there's
enjoying
a,
it.
There's a new Anne Rice book about.
Yes,
if you read Anne Rice,
the vampire
you're gay?
Stuff.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, see, better you're a girl. Yeah.
I read Anne Rice.
Also, if you've ever owned any Smiths albums, you're also
no.
Gay.
The Smiths are rad.
I never owned a Smiths album.
But it's
though.
Fucking real.
But I wanted to.
Both of these things.
If you've ever,
but I had an urge.
If you've ever sucked a guy's dick while having an erection, you're gay.
Yep. That true. I have not done.
You're not gay. See, awesome. I told you.
There's always time.
There's always that exception.
I have got to go a step farther and say that if you've done that and you didn't have an erection, you might be gay.
See, that's debatable. That's really
right.
Debatable,
Chewy.
Oh,
I really
Chewy.
Think it's not, yeah.
I have a kid.
I've had an erection in a vagina. Does that make me straight?
No.
No.
I wanted to ask you something, Rick.
Yeah?
That's an excellent point.
Do you... Okay. Because I look at
he's really thinking of how to word this.
I'm just
right.
Like, what's
oh, this
coming?
Is gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
I'm not a gay woman, but I look at girl on girl porn. I know you're a gay man, but yeah. Do you look at straight porn?
Well, straight porn
all the fucking so,
yeah.
Time.
Straight porn has men in it.
It's penis.
Yeah, lots
that's
of dicks.
So, all right, especially like gangbang porn is mostly guys.
Back in the old like Napster days and like you know peer to peer file sharing days,
early.
Rick and I had closets on the opposite side. Like our computers were like, and oh, we bring each
smoking.
We would give each other DVDs porn. Of stuff. Oh, I thought you'd like this. This isn't
yes.
Really my thing, but yeah. And I have a couple Rick gave me that like
are
that's like.
Right. Right up
gold.
Your alley.
Yeah, yeah. Like I have those in a special collection in the closet.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're gay porn?
No, it's straight porn.
Oh, okay.
I've got a lot of great straight porn. Where you know,
and
I'm
I would
like,
download a title and it would seem all cool and then I get it and oh, it's a bunch of gay porn. And so I'd burn it to yeah. A disc and give it to Rick. Because oh, back yeah. In those days, they could title it anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it could be a snuff film for all you knew.
Oh,
I
geez.
Mean, it happened to me once. That was really shitty.
To all Elsa's bluegrass fans and friends who listen to the show, we humbly apologize. But this is what
she
you
in
get.
No way endorses this. Product.
When we asked her earlier if she listened to our show, and she said a little. Yeah. So we didn't.
Now
know.
That answer is going to be
tip of the iceberg. ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the worst little podcast in the
nailed
world.
Nailed it.
For Nick Ramirez, Josh. Whatever her name is, aww, and Rick, and our lovely guest, Elspeth Summers. Yes. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I'm going to give you something to grin about.
That was curious.
Oh, you did that deliberately, you beastly boy.
Yeah.
Beelzebub in the guise of a smutty-faced innocent.
Come on, let's go back to Uncle Cody.